Last week, I mentioned, you know, as the World Cup soccer tournament was getting underway this weekend, U.S. playing its first game yesterday. Pat Johnston had the thrilling description of the U.S. in a draw against Wales.
Yeah, 1-1.
1-1.
Okay. That was that.
And that was that. U.S. plays against England on
England,
Friday, next match.
Seems like fans were disappointed with that 1-1 tie.
A late penalty that offered up a kick, a penalty kick that allowed the game to be tied.
Yep.
Well, I said last week, can we please get a definitive definition of the host country? Q-A-T-A-R.
Qatar. Qatar,
you're hearing that. A listener, in fact, Denise, I think they sent it to you.
They sent it to me, and then I forwarded it to you.
And thank you very much. Offered up something that apparently CNN put together. Apparently CNN anticipating the same question I had asked and was trying to be helpful. And CNN employed the executive director of an Arabic cultural center based in Atlanta to walk us through the correct pronunciation of the host country. And so I'm going to play that for you here. So everyone knows just how you're supposed to say the name properly. I will tell you, he's a very gracious host because he will tell you, and he realizes that not everyone can do it. So then he'll tell you what the accepted English. So here we go. And here's what it's about a minute here. Here is your lesson.
Americans like to pronounce it as sometimes guitar. I've also heard gutter, but there's definitely no cutter. It's okay. I know that people aren't mispronouncing it, you know, to be rude. It's just that they don't know. Hopefully today they will know. First of all, it's the official pronunciation, which is Qatar. So it's a strong Q, and the way that you do it is by trying to close your throat. Qah. Qah. And it's a strong T, which is almost between a T and a D. And bah. Bah. And then it's a rolled R, so Qatar, which would be R. It's difficult because all three of those letters are not used in the English language. So Qatar. Other acceptable ways of saying Qatar is Qatar, but we're definitely not guitars and we are not in the gutter. Regardless of how anybody pronounces anything, our culture is all based on intention. If you have good intentions, we're happy.
Well, I'm glad you're happy because we have good intentions and there's no way, even if those letters were in the English language, I still would not be able to
do that.
I don't think I could either.
So Qatar.
Qatar.
Is okay. Not guitar.
Not guitar.
Not gutter. or cutter.
Oh, it's Qatar. It's not cutter. No. It's Qatar.
Qatar. Yes.
Qatar. Put the emphasis on the tar.
Apparently that is the appropriate English acceptable pronunciation if you can't actually do it the way it's supposed to be done. So we thank our listener Joyce for sending that along.
Thank you, Joyce.
We will post a link up to this on our morning team page in case you would like to attempt and get the official explanation. You can check it out yourself as you continue to follow World Cup soccer action. As we know, around the world, literally billions of people are following. And all building up to what I think December 18th, I think, is the
I believe so.
Is the final match.
I believe so. Mm-hmm.
That'll be that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize this, because I already saw that 4 years from now, when the next World Cup rolls around, that the United States is actually hosting.
They get to host. Yep.
I think we're hosting along with Canada and Mexico.
Because they're North American.
Because they're actually expanding the field of teams, and so they needed some other places. So, So then 4 years from now, we'll have to learn how to pronounce the United States of America.
or Canada.
Yes.
Canada?
Yeah.